everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am so excited to invite a brand new speaker to our summits from Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. I am, of course, your host, Iram Saeed, as I have been for the last 11 years. Can you believe it? 11 consecutive years we've been doing this. I've had the honor and the pleasure of introducing some amazing healers from around the world, some really master level healers, and doing such cutting edge, amazing stuff. And I'm so excited to introduce our speaker, Gabrielle Spencer, today, who we are honored to be hosting her for the first time today. Hopefully she will come many more times. Our topic today is how to set yourself free from the illusion of control. Learn higher consciousness methods to set yourself free from the illusion of control to create the life that you really want. In today's call, you're going to discover if you are a sunseed, find out who the galactic golden beings of light are and how they can help you in your ascension. Learn the process to move through the barriers to accessing your greatest potential. Learn how to access solution energy. And then divine alignment activation of your greatest potential. If we have time, we will do that group process as well. And, of course, we're going to have some exciting mini one-on-one interactions where Gabrielle is going to be able to, she's going to read you. She's going to do some mini readings and scans and frequency attunements. It's going to be a lot of fun, as they usually are. So make sure for that you would have to be on the phone lines and then press R2 to raise your hand. Now, I want to share with you guys a little bit about our special guest speaker today. When you believe that you can control what happens to you in life, you're setting yourself up for a lot of disappointment. Oh, my God, when I read this, it totally resonated with me because this is what my life experience has taught me as well. It's simply not possible to control everything that happens to you, even if you think it is. Things happen that we have no control over. Learn higher consciousness methods to set yourself free from the illusion of control to create the life that you really want. We exist to ignite the spark of co-creation and purpose in others, from inspiration to manifestation. Our collective consciousness and free will are shifting, removing the limitations of how we communicate with each other, our surroundings, and the contents of existence. We're manifesting what we believe in and becoming more conscious of how we want to contribute to life and the world around us. Gabrielle is a quantum frequency healer, channel, and light leader. Her greatest gifts are her ability to channel cosmic beings of light, ascended masters, and archangels to effectively clear and shift your energy to resolve the issues that keep you from knowing and reaching your greatest purpose and potential. So I am so excited to have you with us, my dear. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very just excited. So excited to be with you and your people, your community. I've admired you for a long time. As you mentioned, 11 years. Yes, I've probably been on your email list for that long.
So, oh, my goodness. I didn't even know that. Wow.
That's right. Because you are on the cutting edge. I believe you really bring a lot of wonderful information forward and give us the platform to share it. I mean, that's why we're all here, is to share. And that's how
Absolutely.
We all move forward.
Yeah. And I can't wait to find out more about what you mean about that, because that was in I mentioned that that is part of your talk today, and I can't wait to dive deeper into that. I thank you for saying that this platform brings cutting-edge information, and it's truly because it's a reflection of me. My thirst for knowledge just doesn't ever give up on me. So I it's really, you know, this is my playground. When I started the Telesummit business, it was really to be able to connect and learn from healers like yourselves that are doing such important work. And to this day, that is still what it is. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to learn today? What exciting new things are, you know, coming our way? So I'm so excited to talk to you because this illusion of control is something, as I was sharing with you earlier, I've had to learn it myself that, wow, we create so much angst and anxiety. So I want to know what has brought your focus to this illusion of control and how have you experienced this personally and with clients?
Let's just dive right in. I suffered and continually, it's always fascinating to me and probably your listeners too, how, you know, when we're working on something, it will either pop up in a whole new way. And then you suddenly get to say, oh, what? I thought I already did that. I thought I fixed that. I thought I already resolved it. Right. And then it shows itself and you're like, oh, so it's another piece that has to be resolved, but it was at a deeper level, right? So for myself, I'm very mind-oriented, but so is mass consciousness. It's how we come in. Our minds are in charge. They are in charge of our survival and keeping us alive and breathing, pretty much, right? Your mind is involved in all of the daily decisions and choices that you make, which is, of course, what also creates your reality. And all of us have spent this time, we've been working on our emotions and our mental and our spiritual selves to try to bring them all into alignment so that our mind is not a runaway train and keeping us blocking our own flow. Like we talk a lot about blocking and limitations. Our mind, our subconscious, our ego, all of those things are together in a package in a way. And they are circumventing our efforts many times. I'm just always reminded that it's like we see something, but we're perceiving it. And as hard as we may try to stay centered and in our highest spiritual self, there are a lot of things going on in our surroundings and even within ourselves. And sometimes it can be very difficult to get out of your mind, what your mind self-talk is saying, or even your emotional gut is saying. And so those are always connected. We don't sever them. We just have to bring them into alignment and be able to recognize when it's happening. So for clients, that this happens a lot, right? And then they call in for a coaching session saying, okay, you know, A, B, and C is happening. I can't figure out what to do. And that's where we sort of get stuck, right? Because we have too many things that are battling within ourselves. We have that mind, the emotion, and the spirit, because we know we have to get into spirit, and then we're almost pressuring ourselves to get out of our mind. And it's sort of it backfires, right? And you're just kind of like, oh my God, I'm spinning in circles. So what happens for all of us is that we can also get stuck in this illusion that we have to be in control and we can't exactly let it go. That has been an issue for myself. And I realize it's because, okay, I'm very mind-oriented. And so moving into that more right brain, that was like a large part of my early struggle was to let go. One of the healers I was working with in my late 20s said to me, Gabrielle, you are so rigid. And I was like, I don't understand because this is just me, right? And you're like going, how do I not do that? So thankfully I've moved past that. You know, that was my 20s. But then you realize, even as you go along, even in my own work and all the work I've done for the last 14 years with clients, is that the illusion, it recently in a channeling, I was told, okay, you're still containing yourself. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I've been working and working. What do you mean I'm containing myself? And the answer was, you still like have this inner container, these ideas of what it looks like, what, how the information comes to you, how you're going to allow these activations to be activated to actually what they should perform, how they should perform. And so it's fascinating. That was like a real moment of, wow, what is going on here? I thought that I had, you know, come so far. So mm-hmm. I realized, okay, I need to open these containers. If all of these activations that I've been receiving and this higher vibrational knowledge, and I've been, you know, really gifted and honored with being able to access information. So I was thinking, you know, I should be able to really do something with all of this, right? And then it wasn't coming mm-hmm. out the way I thought, which was my question, right, in my channeling was, why isn't this working? And mm-hmm. it's because they're like, because you have it in a container, and it must, like, in your mind, your mind is saying it should look like this. This is how it should work. This was yeah. your understanding. Mm-hmm. And that's the illusion of control. As we all move further along, we don't even realize that that is going on in the subset. That's still happening.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know, right? Kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. It's such an epiphany, and you're absolutely correct. We kind of hold ourselves back. You know, I read this statement a few years ago, and it has stayed with me. What you think you know is holding you back. And that's kind of what you're saying, too. It's like, you know, we hold ourselves back because of all these expectations and the way we want or we think things are going to show up. So that is so interesting, how you got that epiphany. And I want to also ask you, what common root causes do you see that, or is there a common one root cause that keeps people locked into this illusion of control?
The root cause really is trust. The trust in source, in universe, that God has your back, mm-hmm. and the trust that you are in that flow all of the time. And noticing mm-hmm. when you're out of that flow, as I said, when things are, you know, getting crazy around you, and let's be honest, this world is doing everything it can to make chaos and drama-rama all around us all of the time, mm-hmm. triggering, you know, people in our lives, triggering our pets, triggering, you know, the people we work with, et cetera, you know, people out on the road, you know, what have you. People everywhere are being triggered emotionally and mentally and spiritually, and they mm-hmm. don't realize it. So mm-hmm. we can easily get sidetracked because, you know, none of us are in the age anymore. And my husband and I say this to each other a lot. You know, the days of us getting to be in a cave to just meditate are over. That's not this lifetime. Mm-hmm. So we all have to mm-hmm. interact and bring our light into our everyday. And so it's super important yeah. that every day we are connecting and expanding that connection to be one with that source of light always. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. hard. It's hard, but it is what becomes easier as you put your consciousness to it. And as we're higher conscious
beings, I could not agree more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to keep reminding ourselves. I was looking into the actual word, and I wanted to share it with everybody because the mind really plays such a large part. I've spent a lot of my time working with people on their emotions and healing their heart and their high heart and opening all of those areas and then working on the mind, because your mind won't give up control until there's something mm-hmm. stronger, basically, to take its place and to put it in its place and put it in its aligned mm-hmm. place, okay? So mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. why the emotions and the heart, that's all very important. And our high heart opens us to that greater level of source energy and light. And that is how we become more one with it all the time. So it's always running. We're always connected instead of just when we think about it. But it takes effort, daily effort, mm-hmm. to make that happen until it just happens, right? how many books do we have out there? You know, 7 Habits for Successful People and 21 Days to Change a Habit. It's because we have to use our higher consciousness to begin that flow and to stay in that flow. So.
Oh my God. Everything you are saying, Gabrielle, I mean, it is resonating with me so much because like what you said, you know, I've shared this with my audience before also that after having, you know, I had been running this summit for 7-8 years, had worked with some of the top healers in the world and had also invested a lot in my own self-development. And then in 2019, everything fell apart. Just like what you said, that it, like, what? What?
Yeah.
If this could not be happening. This is, no, I'm past all of this. What is going on? And literally everything fell apart. And in that falling apart and kind of what felt like destruction going on, it was those constructs that were now being taken apart, right? Those mental constructs. And, of course, it is a very painful, scary process. But once you let go, and you said trust, and I so 100% agree with that. I totally endorse that. It was actually, I like to use the word God. It was God's mercy that he took apart those constructs so that I could actually truly learn how to trust in God. And I hadn't still learned that. I thought I did, but I didn't. And I can't tell you how much that changed my life, my state of being on a day-to-day basis, because challenges will come up. Unexpected things will happen. I mean, COVID, such a huge example of that, right? We thought we had so much trust in medicine and the medical, you know, the doctors, the scientists, and suddenly, they didn't know what the heck to tell us, and they didn't know what to do, and there was no sense of control and chaos. And what it reminded me was, again, there is a higher power that's running everything, and at the end of the day, that's where we need to place our trust. So it's so interesting that you are talking about the same stuff. Our journeys might have been a little bit different, but the conclusion was pretty much the same. I wish I had you as a speaker. At that time, you could have helped, you know, with the frequency clearings that maybe made my journey easier. But here we are today, and hopefully we'll be able to do that for many, many people listening. I want to ask you some more questions. Yeah. This is so interesting. So now there are barriers on many levels that keep people from connecting with their greatest purpose and potential. So you've worked with so many people and you've helped them overcome that and connect with their greatest purpose and potential. What have you found to be the most common barrier, you know, that you have helped people overcome?
I will tell you, it's something really interesting and something maybe most people don't realize that they're doing. I've had a lot of clients start working with me and they will say, this is what I want fixed. I need more money. I need to have my partner be better. I need to, you know, get my kids handled. I have some specific idea of what has to be fixed. And they go, and I've had people say the next piece of that is, and I don't want these things to be messed with because these things I want to keep in my life. And these other things I don't want, okay? So the barrier there is, of course, that is a limitation. And we, in trust, you don't have to worry about what comes and goes in your life. If we are always working for our highest and best vibration and frequency, right? Because the things that are meant to stay in your life will stay. The things that are not meant will be transformed, right? And sometimes our mind tells us, well, this relationship is great. These are the reasons, A, B, and C. And that our minds are really fantastic, right? All the reasons and they outweigh maybe the bad, right? And you go, well, this is really good and it's what I know and I'm happy with it. However, your highest self knows really what your greatest potential is. And it's always going to be way more than anything we can imagine. We can't imagine what is potentially possible if we are in that trust flow alignment. And so that is the barrier. And we allow, it is fear-based, of course. We all know it's fear or love, right? But it's so, the word I want is like it's underneath, and it doesn't present as fear. And so we don't recognize it as fear. We just think, well, this is what I want. And so the idea of this is what I want is really the limiter, because that it's only what we can imagine or our mind could come up with as the answer. And what I have found, and I have said to people, you know, throughout my years of working with them, you know, whenever I sit down in a session, I don't pre-plan it, and actually I don't need to know what's wrong or what you think needs to be healed. It's better if we just go clean slate and allow your highest self to determine, because your higher self knows what really is the issue that is keeping you from that expansiveness that you need to have, actually not just what you would want, but what is needed for you to be that beacon of light for your own self, that reconnection at the highest level with Source, and sharing that with everyone around you to create that harmonious life. Because none of us are islands, right? We don't get in trouble by ourselves most of the time. You know, if you have children or, you know, a spouse or friends, you know, it's other people's stuff a lot of times that actually trigger us or get put on us, and we over-obligate ourselves because, you know, we want to help and we have empathy and compassion. And so all of those things that we then internalize in our minds and our emotions, and then we re-trigger those limitations. I have to do this first. This is more important, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of fascinating how it's very layered, right? We don't realize what's happening underneath. It's like the undertow that is dragging you down.
Very, very interesting. Yes. Wow. Really great information. I want to encourage our listeners to send me your questions or comments as I continue to ask some more questions, and then we're going to open it up for one-on-one. So make sure you are on the phone line and then press *2 to be placed in the queue for the mini readings and clearings. All right. So one of these really interesting things that you have in your teaching and in your healing work is the galactic golden beings of light. So I know that you've shared that the mind is programmed to be in control, which creates constant internal, mental, and emotional struggle. So how have the galactic golden beings of light helped you with this?
Oh, that's the big can of worms, isn't it? It's so exciting because as we've all raised our frequency, and gosh knows, you've been at it 11 years helping people do it. I've been at it for a very long time as well. The whole point of us raising our frequency as a community is because then we get greater access to higher level frequency, right? And the things that are available to us beyond what we currently understand. So I don't know why Madame Blavatsky just popped into my head, because back when she was writing, you know, she seemed completely out there, right? Because she was writing things that were like, this lady is loco for sure. She's, you know, channeling something maybe, and everybody didn't understand it. But what's interesting is that now here we are so many years later, probably 30 or so, even longer, it's been a long time. Now we get it. Like, we can see that her writings, okay, that made sense, but it does now. And we're on that same frontier. We're always accessing higher levels. So the galactic golden beings of light first connected with me in 2018. And I was at that time channeling their golden heart transmission to help to clear your heart and to open and expand it so we could receive these higher frequencies and assist ourselves in that way. And so then as I was working with them in 2019, I was in London and doing some work with a spiritual group, and we were in the financial district of London. And that's when I saw them for the first time as these beautiful golden shimmery, right? And it's like, I was like, oh my God, are you angels? And it's like, no, we're not angels. It's just like, this is the only sort of form-ish that you can really recognize. And see, that's really how it is. Again, back to that mind limitation. You know, we interpret things based on what we know or imagine. So for me, it would be more like an angel, right? That would make sense. But they are beings of light. And when, as I progressed working with them, I realized, and I had asked them, you know, where are you guys from? Like, I don't get it. And I don't ask a lot of questions because I feel like that's where your brain gets in the way, because it has to make sense to me when for me to explain it. And so I was like, okay, so give me a little something. And they're like, we are 12D. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. we're only working on 5D and, you know, 7D and maybe 9D, and, you know, 12. Like, what are you talking about? And I didn't really go anywhere with that. I didn't worry about it because I was like, okay, whatever. And, you know, that's part of our trust. And it didn't really matter because what they were doing was really helping to facilitate higher frequency healings for people. And that's, to me, what mattered, right? So I didn't get all caught up in it. So now I understand them. Here we are in 2023, so it's been 5 years, that actually there are our great central sun. So when they had told me that they were 12D, they had shown me this vision of our great central sun, right? We all talk about our great central sun. And it was behind our great central sun. And I was like, okay, so this is a golden sun and it's behind our great central sun. And that was pretty much all I knew, 12D, and they're behind our great central sun. So now I understand it a little bit more. And again, it's cool to understand, but it doesn't inhibit what we're doing, right? So they are 12th dimensional beings, and that there are 12 great central suns, and that each central sun is over a bandwidth of frequency, and that that creates our cosmic galaxy is these 12 bands of great central suns. And that these golden beings of light are in charge of the blueprints from the cosmic level to ensure our ascension, which is why they're making themselves known, you know, now, right, in this time period. Because we are finally at that level where we are working on our own higher consciousness, our divine purpose, getting out there and helping others to do the same, to reach their own higher consciousness and ascension, and that we are laying this new blueprint for higher dimensional existence. And that's what's required for us all to ascend to our 5D and above self, right? So that's
very cool
who they are. I know, it's kind of really awesome.
Very, very cool. I love it. Yeah. And we're going to talk, we're going to see some of these clearings, I think, today in your mini interactions with people, right?
Yes, of course. Because the golden beings are about this rewiring, but not rewiring. It's like that's how we would describe it, but it isn't. It's like allowing the blueprint of the higher ascended human to be downloaded and received and to help you move into that, right? That's the work.
It's like upgrading the wiring, huh?
Yes. I mean, how we would describe it, sure. I just see it like think of a matrix, and that there are nodal points on every matrix, and that we have to upgrade ourselves to that higher matrix. Well, how do you do that? You have to completely become the new human. You have to be able to upgrade this aspect of yourself. And how do you do that? Well, like any software design, you have to have a blueprint. A home is created with a blueprint for your architecture. It's the same thing, and that is what they're providing to us now that we are at a frequency level where we can begin to receive that and move into it.
Love it. Love it. Wow.
Yeah, cool.
Love it.
It's really cool.
It
brings a smile to my face.
Exciting. And yeah, and it's so timely that we have you on our show today, because this is exactly what we need to be working on as well. I mean, FHTJ is a very heart-centered community of light workers, and a lot of them, like you, have been listening to me for 11 years. So this is so exciting, very timely. Love, love, love it. Okay, I want to ask you another question, and then we're going to go talk to some of our callers. This is very interesting to me. What is a sun seed, and how does one know if they are a sun seed?
This is really interesting, because you know how we've talked forever about star seeds, and everybody's like,
yeah,
I am a star seed, and I've come, you know, from this planet or this planet or whatever. So when I started my spiritual journey, I was 29 years old. And, of course, that was because everything had fallen apart in my life, and I had so very carefully structured everything in my life to run the way I wanted it to. So it's always a joke, and it makes me laugh, because I always feel like, isn't that the greatest cosmic joke right there, is that I had it all planned out. So everybody, you can laugh at me right now, because that's exactly how I feel about it. Now that I'm, you know, much later, I can see how silly that was. But when it all fell apart, and what I mean is, at the time I was engaged, and I had a home and a life and everything, and literally just boom, like that, it all just kind of fell to my feet, and I was like, wow, I so carefully planned this. Now what do I do? And I was really lost. And that was my, you know, that was my 2x4 moment, or perhaps the Mack truck moment, where you go, none of this is working. And maybe I need to, you know, go back and figure out what is wrong. And I realized that it wasn't the plan that was wrong. It was that the plan was completely secular. It was completely from my mind and what I wanted. So everything I've talked about today is, you know, these are my hard-fought lessons, like you were describing. You know, you're like, wait a second, where did I make the left turn? Mm-hmm. What happened? And so when that happened, I realized, okay, I'm missing something really important. And that's when I realized it was spirit that I was missing. That started my journey. And so anyway, where was I? I just forgot. Sunseed, sorry.
I just want to add something here really quickly, and then we'll go back to that. I've been saying this now, believe me, for like over a year. Who took spirit out of spirituality? What happened? You know, who took spirit out of spirituality? How did we all become so disconnected from spirit and we call ourselves spiritual people? So again, another point that you and I really resonate on. So yes, back to sunseed. You were going to tell us about
that. Okay. So back when I was, you know, entering, and everybody was talking about star seeds, and I just did not resonate with it. I was like, I just don't understand. And, you know, people that I was working with at the time, they're like, oh, you're from the Pleiades and da, 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 da. And I was like, yeah, this still didn't feel right. And I never really got into it, because I was like, you know, it just doesn't do anything. Well, after connecting with the Golden Beings of Light, I still didn't understand until not too long ago that it's because I am a sun seed. I am from one of the great central suns. That's where we start, right? It's where we've had many lives, or, you know, how they don't really count it as lives, but that's our source existence, sort of. And as soon as I realized, oh my goodness, I am from the great central sun, okay, that opened up a whole world of other information for me. Again, back to the container, where we're contained, because we don't actually know where we resonate with or what we're able to tap into. I mean, if you think about the great central sun, and of course they're showing me like the Egyptian Sphinx and the pyramids. So when I went there in person, it didn't resonate with me at all. And I remember sitting outside of a pyramid going, why does this feel dead to me? It doesn't feel anything. And they're like, because this is not the one that you have had existences in. This is a 3D one, not a higher 5D one. And it was like, oh, that's really interesting. So all of us have had lives, not necessarily here, right? And so if we don't resonate with something, that's okay, because when you reach the frequency to receive, you know, what that, I'm going to call it a data packet, is for you, it will be delivered. And that's what we have to all remember, that we keep doing this work so that we can raise our frequency, so we can be connected, so we can then, if you are a sun seed and that is your origin, that you're then able to fully connect and receive that. I mean, they're showing me, it's like the great library. I mean, we talk about the cosmic library. That's what you gain access to through these great central suns. That's what the great central suns are. Each of them is a direct portal to infinite light and God. That's the point of it. Yes. So we've all originated really from that anyway. It's just that we've only could understand starseed before. You know what I mean? Because that was like that was the level where we were. Go ahead.
I love this. This is so cool. And I want to make another comment here that I read somewhere not too long ago. There's been research. You know, I think you may already know that scientists have discovered that iron is actually not originally from planet Earth. It was probably from a star. And that it's extraterrestrial in nature. And then they have recently discovered, and I believe it's carbon that we are made of, but something in our human composition is actually not of earthly origin either. So we are extraterrestrial in nature as well. Yes. So what you're saying resonates so much that, oh, wow. Okay. So how does one know if you are a sun seed? I don't think you've covered that.
We are all sun seeds. That is what I'm saying.
Oh, we are all sun seeds.
We all got caught up for the last 30 years in we're star seeds, because that was the frequency that we were at and that we could connect with. But now that we keep raising our frequency, it's being shown to us that actually we all originate from God. We are all part of this one light source. That is what the great central sun is for each bandwidth that it is in. It encompasses all the light within that bandwidth. That is the great central sun in each dimension. And so all of us really originate from the great central sun, of the bandwidth that we are in or higher, because we've all come down here for a mission and a reason. It is to help this planet and the people on it to ascend and to free themselves from this lower vibration. And so as we connect and we open, as we've been talking about, and we get everything in alignment, the emotions, the heart, the mind, the ego, the spirit, when we get that all open, right, and we're working from our heart, then we are we're able to connect with that greater aspect of ourselves. It's really reclaiming our light body to the highest frequency that we can.
Wow, I think, Gabrielle, this call was especially meant for me today because, like I said, I keep resonating with everything you are saying. And
aww.
Again, I was you might find this interesting. I have been reading up on a Sufi saint who, in the 900s, if I'm not mistaken, wrote his book on the illumination theory. And the gist of it was that everything in the universe is made up of light, and that manifestation or the manifested existence is basically different gradients of light.
Yeah.
And we all originate from light, and the source of light, which because he wrote in Arabic, he called it Nurul Anwar, which is the light of lights, which is source, which is God, which is exactly what you're saying. So he talked about it in the I think it was in the 900s. So fascinating that I was reading up on all that and really found it interesting, and here you are connecting all the dots. So this is so amazingly fantastic. And I'm going to open up the one-on-one calls, but I just want to thank you for sharing this amazing, beautiful information and for doing the work, you know, to bring this information to us. It is really cutting edge and yes, absolutely timely. Humanity needs to wake up to this truth. You know, this is what we are coming to now. We need to wake up to the truth of who we really are and what we really are and why we're here. So very, very exciting. So the way we
Thank
do
you.
This is I will ask you to pick a number between 1 and 20, and then I will unmute that person, and we can do some mini readings.
We can go with 20. I'm laughing.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why after.
All
right.
Whoever
it is.
Okay. Area code 303, you are on now.
Oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Is
Can
it?
You hear me?
What's your name?
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Gina. I read this email around at 9:06, hopped on the call, and I couldn't agree with you more. Everything she's saying is resonating, and I'm like, oh, star two, let's see what happens. And I can't believe you picked my number. That's crazy.
You are just out there with it. It was popped right as soon as she said it. That's the amazing thing about energy. It happens even over the phone line.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm amazed. I've been working so hard on getting out of my own way and quieting my mind and trying to, you know, this whole concept of control. I'm like, yes, please help free me from the constraints of control because I am my own worst enemy.
Well, let's find out what's keeping you contained.
Yes, please. So what comes is, like, you have a long list of wants. So it goes back to what I had said before. What is it that you desire the most? And what is it that you can let go of so that that isn't always in your head? Can you tell me?
What
so
is
if
it
you,
that I can...
If, well, in your mind, I want you just to close your eyes, okay? So do this for me. Just close your eyes. Because what comes is like you have a long list of wants, needs, and desires. And so that's the limitation. And so to move through it, I want you just... So they're showing me... So imagine a flower blooming. So your flower is really tight. Like there's all of these constraints that are around it saying, you know, I've got to do this first and then this will happen and then I can get that to happen and then I can move into this area, blah, blah. Well, I want you to see and visualize and allow the frequencies to be provided to you to open this rose, okay? Just open it so that you can actually see the yellow, they're showing me the yellow seeds inside of this beautiful red rose. And so just allow this to open because it is it is, you're wound too tight in a way. And so breathe it out. Like, okay, I see this. And it's just, see it in the your high heart. And when you start to feel that things are, you know, overwhelming, just take a second to see that rose in full bloom in your high heart, because it's not so much about I'm releasing blocks. It's you have it all within you, but it's contained in the center of that rose locked down. So that's the work, is seeing it be completely open, because it is. It's only your mind that is telling you you have all these constraints and you can't figure out one step or the other. Like what I talked about earlier with, you know, our greatest plans. And
yeah,
I think there's some old saying about how God laughs at our plans. It's not that he's laughing. I think he's laughing at the fact that we realize his plan is greater, and that when we open to that, that's what will come through for you.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, what's
good.
Your question?
I can't say that I really have a question, to be honest. I feel
okay.
Like the message I'm getting here is to just focus on, like
focus
you said,
on the rose.
Visualize that rose. Yeah, and
yeah.
That
and allow the seeds to come forward.
Yes.
Those seeds,
yes.
You know, I don't even know if roses have seeds. I think I'm sure they must. But it's interesting that they are making that the highlight. That because yellow seeds inside the flower and the way they're showing them to me means that they're ready, right, to be blown off the rose and go and, you know, become fruitful, but they're too locked down. So when you're doing, let's say, your meditation, you're just seeing that rose be open and allow those seeds to be freed.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's
beautiful.
Good. Very good advice. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. And I'm so excited for you. Thank you, my dear. And moving on to the next caller, give me another number, please, so I can unmute them.
17.
Okay. So it's a webcast. You're on the webcast. I see the name N-A-J. You're unmuted now.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for picking me. My name is Najwa, and I'm calling you from Dubai.
Oh, hi, Najwa.
Awesome.
So what is, you want to find out what's containing you, what's holding you back? Natural,
okay, so this is what I get for her.
Okay.
So it is the issue of acceptance. In order for us to move to the higher frequencies, it's not about acceptance of what's around you. Like, oh, I have to accept you know, this person in my life, or it's not basic like that. It's actually about the acceptance of what your higher calling is. So I'm getting all jittery with this. So it means that perhaps you're too contained in what that looks like versus what's actually meant for you to do. So for some people, you may hear, you know, you were supposed to accept your divine purpose, you know, earlier than now, but you've contained it. And that's what it feels like to me. Like your divine purpose has to be allowed to come forward and not be in that container, because your acceptance of it is when everything will flourish. And now you're making me cry. So we're just going to give you some energy and frequencies. Let's just download them for you to help you to really embrace and accept that you have a divine path and a divine purpose, and you're free to follow it. Wow. There's some very...
That is powerful.
Really heavy energy there. So we're just going to see the light and the golden beings of light to download for you your blueprint so that you may step into that greatest aspect of yourself and free yourself from, you know, all that lower vibrational dross that is keeping you contained.
So beautiful. Najwa, are you still there? Can you hear us, hon? I guess that's the problem with webcasts.
Okay.
Is sometimes the audio disconnects, but she still got the energy,
say,
and hopefully we'll listen
right.
to the replay. And
the
I'm gonna
through.
Venture. Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and make a comment that part of the reason probably why you were picking up on very heavy energy was Najwa is a Muslim name. So being a Muslim woman, I understand the oppression, the centuries of oppression that just by being a Muslim woman, you have to overcome just to be yourself. So kudos to you. Congratulations, honey. Thank you for being on the call, and I hope this helped. All right, moving on to another number, please.
(clears throat) 11.
Okay. That number is 757 area code. You are unmuted now. 757. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, looks. Oh, there. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Linda.
Linda, hi.
Hi, Linda.
Can you hear us clearly?
Yes, I can. And I'm ecstatic,
okay,
just
great.
Like the other lady was. I had no idea. No one would pick up. I was thinking I was in a line of about 100 people. Oh, my goodness.
Awesome, awesome. So you want to know what is holding you back, what is containing you?
Yes, yes.
All right.
I'm getting a whole lot of information. So, my love, I want you to decree for yourself, I am love, I am joy. And with that, I'm asking for the frequencies to be provided to you to release the grief and the sadness and the depression and the disappointment that has dogged you. And I see it like a dog would bite at your little Achilles heels. There's just things that have dogged you. And we're going to ask for those frequencies to be provided to free you of those energies. And to give you that lift that you need, because you know that you know these things, but you want to feel them. You know, that's the mind. You know, we know a lot of things, but it doesn't mean we feel them and we truly believe them. And that's the work that you're receiving now is, I'm going to call it rewiring, because I see tentacles of golden light. They're like weaving a new fabric within your heart to allow you to believe and to know for real that you are love and you are joy. And gosh darn it, you're funny too. So, oh, you're just, I would love to hug you in person, but I send you a hug of love and light and energy. You're a beautiful person. And I'm honored to help you.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive it. I receive it.
All right. I will be anxious to hear how this joy lifts your heart.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you, Linda, and best of luck, dear.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And I send love to you all.
Thank you.
Love to you as well. All right, let's do one more. And then we're going to talk about your amazing offer, how people can actually take advantage of all the beautiful work and the tools and the transformation that you have in store for them. So let's go ahead and let's make it a good one, really juicy one. Again, leaving it to you to pick a number for me, please.
All right, let's go with 5.
All right, number 5 it is. Area code 303, you are on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm thrilled. I love you, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's your name here?
Tracy.
Tracy. Awesome.
Yes. And I guess I'm asking the same question. What is blocking me, and especially in relationship, my marriage, like in life? I feel like aspects of my life are on track and then others aren't. And I don't know if it's me or if it's the other person.
It's always the other person. Isn't that the right answer?
Right. Yes.
That's what my husband says. He's like, it's always me. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. No.
Yeah.
This is the fun of being married and getting to help not only yourself, but helping everyone around you, as we said. So yes. The energy is the container. I'm just going to say the word. There's an underlying anger, and it can go along with disappointment, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I feel that. I feel it. I don't know if you're picking up him or you're meaning me.
That's my
underlying. Yeah. Oh, totally. Absolutely, with the things he's brought to the relationship, I do have that 100%. Yes.
Well, that's the, you know, when we talk about something that bings, like if you had a, you know, meter, it's like, yes, okay.
Yes.
And
yes.
And it's okay. We can just leave it there. Let's just do the work.
Okay. Because can I get over it? That's what I want. Like,
well, it's not that you just get over anything. We don't get over things. We allow them to be resolved on a higher vibrational level. And remember that for our partners and the people in our lives, you know, we've traveled with them before. And so things that occur with them, you know, they're multidimensional because we've already had experiences with them. I can tell you that I've had many women, clients. I mean, I can think of one right now. And she started with me, and her first call with me was, I think I want a divorce because I just can't think of anything else that I can do to fix this. And, you know, my husband has abandoned me. He's caused me, you know, all this grief, et cetera. So part of it is working through those multidimensional lives to reconcile what has occurred in those other lives and then are repeating in your current life. Because that's how the hologram is designed. It is to provide for us the opportunity to heal the things that have occurred in other existences so that we can stop repeating them in our current existence.
Okay.
And so, just going to take a deep breath, and we're going to bring both of your higher selves together on the highest conscious light vibration possible, so that both of you, it's almost like getting to air your dirty laundry, but on an energetic level versus like live in person where nothing gets resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can never
reason
well enough. We can never have enough logic, et cetera. It's instead... We have to do from an energetic level where you forgive one another, and that the debts that are owed, that's what I hear, the debts that are owed between you are paid energetically so that they can be released. So there's not a constant deficit that you are working and he is working off. That's a really big one for married couples where we have created issues from our existences where another one owes. And it's like this constant trying to repay a debt, but they don't get paid that way. Like karma, releasing it energetically is how you actually can undo the contract or complete it and release it. So that's what we're working on next for you, is completing those contracts so that they can truly, you know, be done.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God.
I know. It's big letting go, which is good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as I was saying, that client now, she's every time I talk to her, she's like, oh my God, I have an amazing life and I love my husband. And that's,
wow.
You know, when
wow.
we started, right, there's no way she would have said that. And so
right.
this has happened for so many of the women that I have worked with because, you know, our partners, we really believe many times, like, they're the ones holding us back and they keep bringing up all this garbage and I just want to plow ahead and, you know, do what I'm here to do. And, you know, we have these, you know, our ambitions and they seem to, you know, get in the way, but we have to resolve them. And as I had told her, you know, there's nothing to say you can't divorce. However, these experiences will not go away just by divorcing the person. You have to still mm-hmm. resolve them energetically. And it's mm-hmm. not to say that, you know, that isn't, you know, part of your answer. But regardless whether it's, you know, with this person you have to experience it, you will just bring that back to you with another person.
With another one, sure, sure.
That's right. And that's why.
Okay.
All right, we just want you to take a deep breath in and out, and we fill you and your husband with light. And I want you to continue. I see that you have some churning black energy in your second and third chakra. So it's really not in the chakra area. It's really in the dantian, and we'll talk about that in my program that I'll be talking about. It's behind the chakras, and it looks like a pool of just dark energy, and it doesn't have to do with your husband. Just that's where the anger is being held and triggered, and it's not all your husband's fault.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I know how it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes, yes,
it's, yes. There's more in there that you will want to release. But thank you
okay.
for being on.
Hey. Oh, thank you so much, and I listen to your grime, daily grime and slime every night before I go to bed.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh
yes,
my
yeah. And I have,
with
and
me
I
a
have
long
heart
time.
I have, and I have your heart opening program.
Awesome.
And 2018,
how is that going?
19.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. I've moved on to, you know, I worked through it. I need to go back and revisit some of those MP3s, but it's the a couple of yours that I listen to more regularly.
Yeah.
One is a light one and one is the nighttime daily. And I send it to my kids all the time. They're like, oh, I just
good
feel like I, you know, I'm so groggy. Like being with this person. And I'm like, oh, did you lose the daily grime? And I'm sending it to you from Gabrielle Spencer. So
that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I've been following you a long time. So thank you so much, Aram,
or
whoever picked my number. Thank
you're
you.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
You're so
thank
welcome,
you.
Dear.
Such okay.
a joy.
Bye.
Thank you. Beautiful. Bye bye. All right. Thank you for all these beautiful clearings. These were awesome. I want to now talk about your exciting offer, which is the Treasures of Transformation in 21 days. I love that because I don't have patience and I love quick results. So Treasures of Transformation in 21 days. Are you ready to experience the world differently? This is what this offer is. Do you want to experience the joy of being in the moment of choosing happiness over fear, of knowing that you have everything you need to be fulfilled, successful, and prosperous? Are you ready to manifest your inner power, purpose, and prosperity in all areas of your life? You can make it happen now with this transformational 21-day series of daily energy support, healings, and activation. So let's go and take a look at this offer. The link, if you want to type it in, is orderjoy2020.com/Gabriel23. And Gabriel is spelled G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E, and then the number 23. Or you've all been provided a link. You have it on the webcast or in the email. Just click that, and it'll bring you to this offer page. And we see the sunny, bright, beautiful face of Gabriel here. And I'm going to invite you now to please tell us what this offer is about.
This offer is super exciting, as many of my clients have found that having this burst every day where we are working on the emotions, the heart, the spirit, the mind, the ego, and the upgrades of trust. As we talked about, trust is so important, and there are layers of it that we don't even realize are running that need to be addressed, and we need to have these higher frequencies to actually remove them or release them or let them go, because they were created at a different vibration. We didn't get into that a lot, but when we experience our existences, as I said, there are 12 great central suns, right? 12 different dimensions. There's bandwidths within those dimensions. So all of those dimensions in those bandwidths are at different frequencies. And it's why sometimes things don't clear, because you're not at the right frequency to clear it. So in this program, we are providing daily work. It's 15 minutes. Some of them run to 20, but it is a small teaching, and then the healing work to help you target all of these areas to bring them into greater alignment so that you are able to expand your heart and your connection and to become, you know, reclaiming your light body self, because that's what we are here to do. So this program starts with a three-part introduction to the Keys of Transformation video masterclass. So it begins laying the foundation for you and the healings so that you can do just what I was talking about. 21 days of high frequency healing and support that I connect with you and transmit to you during your sleep time. So when you awake, you have that inspiration and creativity. And one of the women in the program wrote me in our daily live that we had done. She's like, oh my God, I just woke up and I felt so excited for my day. Like, how many of us do that, right? It's because we need that nighttime support. And when we get it, our minds and our emotions are not in conflict with it. So it's like our mind and our emotions can almost act like a barrier, right? And it's, or Teflon, and the good vibrations just bounce off because you're preoccupied with other things, right? So this is why it's wonderful to get this sort of support at nighttime. Then we have 21 days of the videos for quantum healings for your emotional, mental, and spiritual body. And those are the 15 to 20 minutes each day. You also have a daily journal of reflection that provides you deep dive insights and the visualizations that you can do, like I was just doing, to help you enhance your daily healing experience and to co-create with Moxie in your life. And by Moxie, we mean with true intent that is of the highest source, right? We have to come about our lives with this complete belief, trust, understanding. And that's how we actually create the life we want versus the one that might be presenting it to ourselves at, you know, our current vibration. Then we are offering three live masterclasses that will happen while you're doing this course to help you, not just with Q&A, but to do more like what I was just doing today. So if there are areas that are not clearing for you, that is your opportunity to come and get help one-on-one, you know, during a group call so that we can move things forward for you so you don't get stuck with like, well, you know, it didn't move enough. I need something more, right? Because doing the program and then getting the help, it really cements the movement forward. And everything that we are being encouraged to do is to move forward. We have to move through this, you know, whatever's biting at our heels. We have to move through it and move to this higher frequency so we can all access that next level of, you know, great central sun information and the frequencies we need to fully embody the new blueprint. That's it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It is
and
awesome.
I want to just go over these benefits that you have listed about this program. This is about awaken, learn, evolve, transform, become. So you will get emotional freedom. You can let go of your pain, hurts, and traumas to become emotionally free. Release negative emotions from your energy body to feel lighter, happier, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. It also helps with the mind-ego alignment. Reprogram the negative messages that have been downloaded into your subconscious mind. Release your triggers so that you are no longer controlled by them. Your will controls your actions. The problem is that decisions are made by the mind and emotions then acted upon, leaving out a key piece of the equation to having true freedom. Forgiveness. Forgiveness has a transformative power that no other human emotion has. It heals your emotions, mind, and soul. You're also able to shift your perception, and shifting your perception of reality is the first step to awakening, to miracles, and manifesting the life of your dreams. And then, of course, you get divine alignment, which is a whole new way of thinking about your life, one in which you are consciously creating your own reality and not sitting around hoping for whatever it was you have been hoping for. So powerful.
That's right.
I love, love, love what this course has to, what this program has to offer. And we have some great testimonies from people that have been through the program. You can read those. I would love for you to share maybe one or two stories that really touched your heart, Gabrielle.
I'll tell you, one pops straight to mind is when in one of the first week, I did a channeling with Mother Mary, and she provided a healing for our heart and invited us to be fully connected with her heart. And somebody texted me from the course after, and she said, "Oh my God, Gabrielle, I have never felt love like that before, and I can't even say how much I needed it. That made the world of difference for me." And it's that energy, right, that makes us remember, like we've been talking about, the love of our origins, the love that is held for us in infinity. And just getting a touch of that changed the course of her life. Mm. She was like, "This, I can't even," she still talks about it. And in fact, another client of mine said, "You know, I just spoke with this person and she was telling me about that day where it just did everything." And you're like, yes, because for each one of us, you don't know exactly what that turning moment is. And we don't have to turn because of a Mack truck hit, right? We can do it through this love and this connection with infinite possibility, the infinite love that is held for us from God. When we touch that, and it touches our heart, having that opening, it transforms your life in ways that are not even quantifiable.
Wow. Wow, beautiful. So
yeah,
excited.
I mean,
and right now, go ahead, honey.
No, I was going to say, I mean, just speaking about it just reminds me of another woman who said she came through the healing with so much compassion for herself. Think about that for a minute. How many of us forget that we have to have compassion for ourselves? And that she felt that the diamond matrix had, you know, come into her high heart. So being connected to those higher frequencies. And so what's amazing when you are connecting through channeling and then receiving these, you know, higher beings of light, their downloads, it's going to be different for every person because it's you. You're being connected and receiving what you need. And for each one of us, it could be something, you know, it's uniquely you. And that's what these courses are. It's a portal for you to connect to these higher beings of light to receive exactly what you need to for your life to be transformed. And that's why this is such a powerful program.
Wow, it is. It is. I'm so excited. And right now the price is $199 instead of the regular $299. We have $100 off for you as a special price for FHTJ and Bliss Up buyers. And you also, if you're eligible for PayPal credit, remember you can purchase the program, get full access, and you can make payments to PayPal over 6 months. So you've got those options. It is super exciting, and I mean, the information that Gabrielle shared with us today is fantastic, cutting edge. You guys saw the kind of results people were experiencing in the mini one-on-ones and the different testimonials we have, how people have been able to shift. I actually have a comment from Najwa, who got disconnected from Dubai. So she writes in and she says, thank you so much for picking me. Sorry, I'm not sure why I got muted. I did feel the energy from the back of my head down my spine. It is still tingling. Thank you so much. I am a free woman, but I guess the weight of the generations of ancestors of confined women is what needs to be lifted. Thank you so much. You are very gifted. I agree. Aww. You are really very gifted, and I'm so glad, Najwa, that you were able to feel that, to receive that. And you know, that's the thing. If whenever I think about things that I want to change in my life and I want to make a decision, really, what it comes down to is just a couple of simple questions. If this program, let's say, if this program, all it did was to help you get out of that one issue, whatever that is that you've been dwelling on, that you've been thinking about, would it be worth $199 for you? If all this program did was to get you emotional freedom, is that worth $199 for you? What is it costing you right now not to have emotional freedom? You know, if you have lack of forgiveness, and all this program did, the only thing it did was to help you forgive and really harness that transformative power of forgiveness and heal your emotions and your mind and your soul, what would it be worth to you, right? And shifting our perception, we know perception creates reality. When you shift your perception, you actually really start manifesting the life of your dreams. And if that's all that happened by being in this program, what is the value of that in your life? Really think about that. And if you have been resonating with what we've been talking about and what Gabrielle has been sharing, then you owe it to yourself, really, to invest in yourself, to really awaken that true potential that you were born with, and that is your birthright. So So again, that offer, this offer is at orderjoy2020.com/GABRIELLE23, or just press the special offer link. And I have a couple of questions for you, Gabrielle, from the webcast. This is from Brandon, who's saying, will this help move past the trauma from childhood when both parents have died?
It
so
will.
The trauma occurred in childhood, but the parents are now dead.
Yes, because just as we were working earlier, the consciousness that the souls of your parents are, you know, well alive. And when you work with the forgiveness and you are calling forward the higher self of your parents, that's the work, just like I did. You heard me do it live. And then, of course, when we do the live masterclass, if you still need clearing, that would be the time to do it. And there is also an upgrade possibility on that, on this program, where you can work with me one-on-one. So that's another possibility for you to get help.
Great. Awesome. Let me check for more questions. Okay. So this is from Hannah, and she's saying, I really resonate with everything that you guys were talking about today. I have tried many different programs. How do I know that this one will work for me?
What do you feel in your heart? Because that's a mind container, and that's what we've been talking about. The freedom piece comes from fully embracing that it's your heart that is the leader of your life and your full connection to who you are and your source, God. That's what we are talking about and what is the guide and what this program is assisting you to move in that direction. So I can tell you for each person, like I said, it is your own coding that is going to be triggered and enhanced and expanded. And that's how you release these lower vibrational issues. It's almost like you have to expand outside of them in order to be free of them. And you do that, yes, by releasing them, but also becoming empowered to move through them. And that's the impetus of the program. It isn't just about releasing. It's about activating this higher blueprint of yourself so that you – it's almost like, you know, we don't – we're in 12th grade. We no longer worry about the things we were worried about in kindergarten. Well, we had to work ourselves up, right, to that 12th grade. The same idea is that, yes, these things are dogging you, and some of them, definitely we have to resolve them. But also at the same time, we are boosting our frequency so that we move through them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yes. Thank you so much for explaining that in detail. I appreciate it. All right. Let's see if we have any more questions. I think that was the last one. Yeah, we are. We've answered all the questions. My God, that was so fantastic. Thank you so much. It was, like I said, it was such a great, great call with wonderful information. I learned a lot. Our audience absolutely loved you. Thank you so much for bringing us this awesome offer that can truly transform lives. I cannot wait to hear about how the SHTJ community really helps, uses this program to help transform their lives. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for being here today. I've enjoyed being with you so much. It just fills my heart. I can't even describe. It reminds me of why I do this, right? Why we do this, and mm-hmm. how important it is. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me like jump for joy. Like, wow, I'm so excited to have been able to speak with you, with all of you.
Wonderful.
So thank you, Aram.
And
I
want to
appreciate
thank
you.
My pleasure, honey. It's an honor to share this space with you. And I want to thank our wonderful listeners as well, all you beautiful, beautiful souls, you amazing beings. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing this space with us and sharing your energy, sharing your light with us, and sharing your light with the rest of the world. Keep shining as strong, as loud as you can. So much love for each and every one of you. Take care, and bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye, everyone.